You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on April 5th, 2026. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 14 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Rika Razor Sharp's Jiminy Gems with For the Whole World.
For the whole world. No doubt. Get the picture. For the whole world. No doubt.
My name's not Hugo, but a boss. Hit you with the sauce, 1-2 when we're off. Pish posh, I head it backwards like crisscross. A kiss off, make a wish stop like lip gloss when the mic's on, Rick's on. I get off like Rene Paradis when I kick off. Hip hop versus chew what I bit off. The TikTok MC's lip off. I'm like a pissed off Rick Ross. I give a hip toss and a pin. Do what I do just to win in the biz. Someone said I had bridge. I had to Google what it is. I was pleased. Please, please me, love me do. My beats are always fat. I'm a somewhat chubby dude. 25 years of interest has accrued. Feast your eyes on this like Rick Rude. Is it bliss? I'd rather give a hug than a diss. I don't want to shove. I want to kiss. If I play a hunch, I strike it rich. But I am my own friend to myself. I guess it is what it is. I'm a flirt. For appetizers, I'll have a dessert. Life's a party or a parfait. I'll have the worst till I burst at the seams. Work for the team. Work for my dreams. Hurt for my schemes. That's love.
Yeah, for the whole world. No doubt. Get the picture. For the whole world. No doubt.
Built this city on rock and roll, still down with O'Grady and Grassy Knoll. Rolf and Bruiser and the whole lot crew. I'm the meat and potatoes and the whole lot stew. Say what's up when you see me round town. I'm out, searching for something that can't be found. Life, sometimes I make myself proud. It's a comedy of errors, mistakes are still allowed. Think it back to the days when I was still young. Good place, good folks, that's what I'm from. I try to stay fine as kind while I have my fun. Shine light till the job is done. If I knew what it meant, I almost forget. I try to make people glad that we met, but I'm still not above a little push and shove. Even though I grow hard, I try to stay real, show love.
Yo, for the whole world. No doubt. Get the picture. Yo, for the whole world. No doubt. Yo. For the whole world. No doubt. Get the picture. For the whole world. No doubt. Dum da dum dum.
That was For the Whole World from Rika Razor Sharp's Jiminy Gems. Next up is Punchbags, I'm Not Your Punchbag. F it. Dirty. The following content has explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
If I'm gonna run with no finish line, if I'm gonna roll and it's not a crime, if I'm gonna kiss someone's thankful lips, if I'm gonna wait when it's way too late.
I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. There were two events on March 30th. The Red Leafs men's golf started in the Seattle U Red Hawk Invitational at Chambers Golf Course in Seattle, Washington, where the tee times were at 8 a.m. Later on, two SFU athletes were honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as Players of the Week, Monica Bork as the softball pitcher, and Jake Hall as the men's track athlete, between March 23rd and 28th. Monica Bork pitched 16 stellar innings during the week of March 23rd and 28th. Okay. Monica Bork pitched 16 stellar innings against Northwest Nazarene, first with no earned runs in 6 innings pitched in the opener on March 27th, a 2-1 loss, followed by another 7 innings of no runs with just 6 hits. In the Red Leafs, 4-0 win over the Nighthawks. In 16 total innings pitched, Monica Bork allowed just one earned run, a 0.44 ERA, and 16 strikeouts. Jacob Hall posted 3 spectacular individual performances as the last runner in the SFU's 4x100. The last runner in the SFU's 4x400 winning quartet at 40.99 among 3 teams, followed by winning the men's 100 at 10.69 among 47 finishers, the third fastest GNAC time in 2026, and 21.44 for second in the 200 among 31 finishers. On March 31st, the SFU men's golf team completed a 2-day Seattle U Red Hawk Invitational at Chambers Golf Course in Seattle, Washington, where the Red Leafs fired 46 over par, 910 strokes over 3 rounds for 13th among 14 teams. SFU were led by Dansby Carswell with 2 over par, 218 strokes in a tie for 27th, followed by Justin Bjornson with 11 over par, 227 strokes in a tie for 56th, Brendan O'Brien with 14 over par, 230 strokes in a tie for 60th, Max Corcoran with 24 over par, 240 strokes for 76th, and Jonathan Van Pekstra with 25 over par, 241 strokes for a tie. in a tie for 78th, I believe. Abilene Christian won the team crown after firing 13 under par, 851 strokes, while David Leachy won the individual crown after 16 under par, 200 strokes in the Seattle U Red Hawk Invitational at Chamber Golf Course in Seattle, Washington. Two news events occurred on April 1st. Two Red Leafs qualified for the GNAC softball all-academic list, where 64 students qualified. Elizabeth Brewster, a junior with a 3.39 GPA as a criminology major, and McKenna Simmons, a junior with a 3.63 GPA as a business administration major for her second straight honors. To be eligible for the GNAC softball all-academic team, students need to keep a cumulative grade point average of 3.2, must be in their second season with their teams, and competed in the 2026 campaign. Later on April 1st, the SFU swimming team welcomed Callum Ziefli for the fall 2026 semester via their Facebook and Instagram pages. Ziefli competes in freestyle individual medley, currently attends Penticton Secondary, and hails from Creston, BC. On April 2nd, the SFU Athletics website featured Mira Minhas, a leader in the Red Leafs women's golf in her senior year, as she is looking forward to defend her crown in the GNAC Championships later this month. Mira, who hails from Burnaby, started playing golf at 4 years old with her dad and brother, was a multi-sport athlete as she competed in karate and represented BC Junior Team Canada. After choosing to focus on golf, Mira Minhas realized opportunities that golf could offer her in a Florida boarding school, chose SFU during the COVID-19 pandemic to be closer to home and play in an elite golf program. During her SFU tenure, Mira has built an impressive resume, leading the Red Leafs to multiple GNAC team crowns, winning an individual GNAC crown, Freshman of the Year honors from both SFU and GNAC, the 2024 GNAC Player of the Year, and earning first-team all-conference in the last three seasons, on top of two other individual tournament crowns. Mira Minhas has described the current season, the 2025-26 campaign, a combination of strong performance and rough outings, latter which allowed her to learn more about golf and continued progress from the game. On the course, Mira labels herself as an aggressive player as she uses her driver whenever possible and is among the leaders among five seniors, striving to lead by example. While qualifying for the Nationals has been Mira Minha's goal since year one, she also learned about balance's importance, enjoying the game as much as striving for results. Off the course, Mira studies business with a focus on information systems and operation management, as she has learned about their adaptability through her dad's business. One of Mira Minha's highlights as a student has been working in actual clients' project via SFUBD. Mira says being a student athlete helped her to improve time management skills, arranging her study time during daylight hours so she can practice golf until sunset, after which she returns to schoolwork. Currently volunteering as an event coordinator in the SFU Golf Club, where Mira Minhas loves to introduce others to the game, she is also looking beyond graduation, as Mira aims to attend the LPGA qualifying school for the 2027-28 season. Later on April 2nd, three Red Leafs men's wrestlers were honored for their academic achievements by the National Wrestling Coaches Association for the NCAA D2 Men's Individual Scholar All-Americans. K.S. Harbridge, a redshirt junior at 174 who is in general studies, Joseph Breedlove, a redshirt freshman at 184 who is in molecular biology and biochemistry and business administration joint major, and Owen Gusmanson, a redshirt senior at 184 who is in molecular biology and biochemistry major. There are three criteria to qualify. Student athletes need to be All-American at the 2026 D2 National Championships at 3.0 GPA, national qualifier to the 2026 NCAA D2 National Championships at 3.0 GPA, and competed in four or more events at 3.5 GPA. Let me take a look. Some of the criteria I listed might be wrong. Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Actually, it should be students need to be national qualifiers to the 2026 NCAA D2 National Championships and at 3.25 GPA. Seven events were on tap for April 3rd. The SFU women's golf team started in the Palm Valley Classic at Palm Valley Golf Course in Goodyear, Arizona, where the tee times were scheduled for 7 a.m. The Red Leaf softball... Okay. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf track and field teams competed in two different events. First with the Mike Finale Classic at Cox Stadium of San Francisco University in San Francisco, California, where the first event, Women's 5000, started at 8:30 a.m., with the distances generally meters, and times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's 1500 finals, which started at 3:30 p.m., Veronica D ran in at 429.94 for 10th. Now with the Stanford Invitational, at Cobb Track and Angle Field of Stanford University in Stanford, California, where the first event, men's javelin collegiate, started at 9:30 a.m., with the distances generally meters and times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leafs. In the men's long jump collegiate, which was at 10 a.m., Nathan Roth leaped 6.49 for 8th among 9 finishers, 16 in total. In the men's high jump low pit, which was at 11 p.m., Lupo Wang leaped 1.87 for 10th, the last among finishers, 11 in total. In the men's 100 preliminaries, which started at 11:30 a.m., Jacob Hall dashed in at 10.72 for 9th and last to qualify for the finals. In the women's 400 dash, which was at 12:35 p.m., Charlotte Bosma bolted in at 55.12 for 6th among 35. In the men's 200 dash, which was at 3:49 p.m., Jacob Hall charged in at 21.42 for 10th among 32 in total. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader against the Central Washington Wildcats at Frederick Field in Ellensburg, Washington, where the first pitch for Game 1 was at noon. While SFU scored 2 runs in the top of 4th, Central Washington had a 4-run rally in the bottom of 5th for a 4-2 lead. After the Red Leafs cut the lead to 4-3 in the top of 6th, Lizzie Sugreve whacked a 2-run home run off Zoe Theophilus in the top of 7th and edged the Wildcats 5-4. With a 7-6 lead in hits, while SFU made 2 errors to Central Washington's 3. The Red Leafs, who batted in all 5 runs, were led by Lizzie Sugreve, who went 2-for-3 with 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, Alba Booth, who went 0-for-2 but batted in 2 runs, and Hannah Houts, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, while Monica Bork earned her 7th win this season in another complete game, improving her record to 7-11. Meanwhile, the Wildcats, who batted in 3 of 4 runs scored, were led by Brooke Maker, who went 1-for-4, 2 runs batted in, as no batter had more than 1 hit each, and Zoe Theophilus suffered her 8th loss, falling to 4-8. Game 2 started at 2:20 p.m. and was a slugfest. While SFU jumped a 2-0 lead in the top of 1st, Central Washington pumped in 4 runs in the bottom half for a 4-2 lead. While the Red Leafs scored 3 runs in the top of 2nd, the Wildcats returned a favor with 3 runs of their own in the bottom half and extended their lead to 9-5 in the bottom of 4th. On Caleb Russell's 2-run home run off the SFU starter Avery Rust, who gave way to Emma Franklin. However, the Red Leafs bats destroyed Central Washington's pitching in the 5th. First with 6 runs on the Wildcats reliever Ellie Gilbert, who gave way to Reese Anderson, and Ella Booth hit a 3-run jack off Anderson to cap off a 9-run assault to lead 14-5.
SFU tacked on one run in the sixth, followed by two more in the seventh, and smashed Central Washington 17-9. The Reliefs, who batted in 16 of 17 runs scored, were led by Ella Booth, who went 3-for-5, 1 run scored, 4 runs batted in. Lauren Luchtigheid, who went 3-for-5, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in. Annika Jensen, who went 3-for-6, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in. Grace McMillan, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, 3 runs batted in. Hannah Houts, who went 1-for-5, 2 runs scored, 2 runs batted in. Cassidy Effelt, who went 3-for-4, 3 runs scored, 1 run batted in. And Ray Bates, who went 3-for-5, 2 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. While Emma Franklin earned her second win in relief, with 2 earned runs allowed in 3.1 innings, improving her record to 2-5. Meanwhile, the Wildcats, who batted in all 9 runs scored, were led by Michaela Cable, who went 3-for-5, 3 runs scored, 2 runs batted in. Kayla Brasseau, who went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. And Cassie Thomas, who went 1-for-4, 1 run scored, 3 runs batted in. While Ellie Gilbert took the loss after allowing 8 earned runs in 2/3 of an inning as she got just 2 outs, falling to 1-5. 9 events were on tap for April 4th as the SFU Track and Field competed in 3 events, first with the Mike Finelli Classic at Cox Stadium of San Francisco State University in San Francisco, California, where the first event, Roll Recovery Women 10,000 Meter Finals, started at 8:30 a.m. with the distances generally in meters and times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the Women's 800 Finals, which was at 12:20 p.m., Raya Matanovic bolted in at 207.71 for fourth among 196 finishers, 198 in total. In the Shannon Roberry Women's 1 Mile Finals, which has 1609 meters and occurred at 2:44 p.m., Rachel Watkins charged in at 456.35 for fourth among 42. In the Shannon Roberry Men's 1 Mile Finals, which is 1609 meters and occurred at 3:12 p.m., Benjamin Schoening dashed in at 412.83 for seventh among 88. Now to the Stanford Invitational at Cobb Track and Angle Field of Stanford University in Stanford, California, where the first events, boys, discus, and girls shot put, were at 9 a.m., with the distances generally meters, times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Reliefs. In the men's triple jump invite at 3 p.m., Danish Adams leaped 14.05 for 8th among 9. Now to SFU's third track and field event on April 4th, the Brutus Hamilton Invitational at Edwards Stadium in Berkeley, California, where the first event, men's hammer throw, started at 9, with the distances generally meters and times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Reliefs. In the men's long jump at 10 a.m., Nathan Roth leaped 6.42 for 10th among 16 finishers, 17 in total. In the men's high jump, Leupold Wang leaped 1.96 for a 5th place tie with Constantino Thompson of Butte among 15 finishers, 16 in total. Charlotte Bosma won the women's 100 dash at 55.4 among 29 finishers, 33 in total, around 11:50 p.m. Around 11:50 a.m. In the men's 100 at 1 p.m., Jacob Hall bolted in at 10.61 for second among 96 finishers, 115 in total, only behind Johnny Good up at 10.32. In the men's 100 hurdles at 2:35 p.m., Tyson Carr dashed in at 54.85 for third among 25 finishers, 29 in total. In the men's 200 dash at 3:25 p.m., Jacob Hall ran in at 21.81 for seventh among 87 finishers, 129 in total. Meanwhile, the SFU Women's Golf completed the two-day 2026 Palm Valley Classic at Palm Valley Golf Course in Goodyear, Arizona, where the Reliefs fired 25 over par, 601 strokes over 2 rounds, in a tie for 8th with Montana State Billings, a GNAC rival, among 27 teams.
SFU were led by Cadence Cole with 1 over par, 145 strokes in a 6-way tie for 6th, followed by Mira Minhas with 5 over par, 149 strokes in a 9-way tie for 33rd. Dana Smith with 9 over par, 153 strokes in a 14-way tie for 58th. Anaya Bandel and Sua Park with 14 over par, 158 strokes each in a 7-way tie for 95th among 142 golfers. Colorado State Pueblo won the team crown after firing 3 over par, 579 strokes over 2 rounds. And Mia Hammerschmidt of Texas A&M won the individual crown after 5 under par, 139 strokes in the 2026 Women's Palm Valley Classic at Palm Valley Golf Course in Goodyear, Arizona. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf Softball played their second doubleheader in as many days against the Central Washington Wildcats at Frederick Field in Ellensburg, Washington, where the first pitch for Game 1 was at noon. Central Washington jumped to a 2-0 lead in the bottom of third. SFU scored one run in the top of fourth, but that was as close as the Red Leafs got, as they were shaded by the Wildcats 2-1, where all runs scored were batted in, with Central Washington out-hitting SFU 8-6. The Red Leafs were led by Ella Booth, who went 1-for-4, one run scored, and Haley Payne, who went 1-for-1, one run batted in, as no one got more than one hit in for the team, as Cassidy Affeldt took the loss after allowing 2 earned runs in 2 innings pitched, falling to 0-1. Meanwhile, the Wildcats were led by Michaela Cable, who went 3-for-4, Izzy Vargas, who went 1-for-3, one run scored, Cassie Thomas, who went 1-for-3, one run scored, one run batted in, and Jordan Holdren, who went 2-for-3, one run batted in, as Zoe Theophilus earned her 5th win in a complete game, improving to 5-8. Game 2 started at 2:25. SFU broke a scoreless draw with 3 runs in the top of 6. Monica Bork allowed just 4 hits in 7 innings pitched, and blanked Central Washington 3-0, with the Red Leafs outhitting the Wildcats 7-4. SFU were led by Lauren Luchtigkeit, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored. Ella Booth, Cassidy Affeldt, who went 1-for-3, one run scored, one run batted in each, and Hannah Houts, who went 1-for-2, one run scored, as Monica Bork earned her 8th win this season with another complete game, improving her record to 8-11. Meanwhile, no Central Washington batters had more than one hit each, and Alex Flohr took the loss after allowing 3 earned runs in 5.2 innings, getting 2 outs in the 5th inning, falling to 0-2.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. St. Martin's are first at 7-1 conference, 22-12 overall, as conference records take priority with overall records breaking conference ties. Simon Fraser are second at 9-3 conference, but are 11-23 overall, with some intra-conference games not counting as conference games for some reason. Western Washington, 3rd, 6-2 conference, 20-13 overall. Western Oregon, 4th, 6-2 conference, 20-15 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 5-7 conference, but are 25-14 overall for 5th. Central Washington, 6th, 2-10 conference, 8-26 overall. And Montana State Billings are last at 1-11 conference, 3-32 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m.
CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 14 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser.